4, HKX, mobile.
DFW, how was your day?
Better than yesterday. How about you?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I figured today but it got better when the rain stopped. Yeah, it was pretty good. I'm almost home, but I wanted to holler at you.
Switch vehicles, so I won't be long. So I'll be at the state line.
Susan was hosting. She walked almost 6 miles inside the restaurant, so she was tired, so I picked up something for us to eat.
I think you doubled with somebody. Sorry.
I hope you guys have an awesome day and safe ride home. I'm going to say 73. I'm pulling in the driveway now. KN4 TFW.
And go home and eat your supper and give Miss Susan a foot rub.
Have a good day, Ken. Take care. KD4IOX. Patrick, how'd your day go? Pretty good?
Telling Ken, it went better than yesterday since it quit raining. Business picked up a little bit.
Rain was definitely put a damper on things, I know. I've been in the house all day. Too wet to go outside.
I think it's supposed to be storming tomorrow, isn't it?
Weather worn day. That Channel 13 phrase they like. The wind, like 40 miles an hour.
Feel fun in the tool truck. But like I was telling somebody else, I'm over on Wade Hampton, so fairly well protected.
Hampton, there you got all the buildings and everything. You'll be fine.
You need any more this week?
Told him I'd see him next week. So I'll probably do Monday and Tuesday, and that'll be about that. And we're on our camping trip the 19th. Same weekend y'all having the AmFest or a little, I forget what you call it, tailgate thing.
Wanted a radio rally or something along those lines.
That's prior plans.
Things happen. Not everybody's going to be able to make it. That's why you just got to pick a date and set it and hope for the best.
For that. You can't make everybody happy all the time.
A plan this week since you don't have to work.
Get the bicycle rack rigged up on the camper. And where the camper's at, I got to go through some mud to get to it. It's going to dry out a little bit. I'll get all my stuff dirty, muddy. So I'll let that dry out a little bit. Of course, the wind, all that wind tomorrow will probably dry out real quick. And then got a couple of little small projects to build around the house I want to do.
For that. Hey, did you see Camping World's having a camper auction up there in Hendersonville?
I saw you liked it. You gonna go?
Thought about it.
Again, we'll be camping. Have the rally thing.
That's what I have to figure out, what day it is and all that timing on things.
Made and run. You can just go ahead and pay for it and bring it on down to Santee.
See about that first.
Kind of close. I need to go check my wheel bearings. I need to repack those, make sure they got plenty of grease in them and everything.
Much easier to do it where it's at than on the side of the road.
Buddy, they only go out when it's about 98 degrees, the humidity's 110%. You're sweating like a dog.
Down to rain and hailing on you.
After it's 98 and you're sweating and everything, then the hailstorm comes. KD4IOX. Speaking, I'm getting the old glue off these pads for the magnets in the car, the truck, so I can mount my radio back.
Mount it back in the same place, the same way?
The same way, different glue. So heat sensitive. These little pads on the inside of the plastic might hold. It won't hold quite as firm, but the pads will stay in there because of being forced to be the magnetism will draw them towards the plastic.
I'm surprised at how well this suction cup when I got holds up there.
Amazing. You didn't put anything underneath it?
But I put it up above the ASI line where it's in that tinted under that tinted glass where it wouldn't get so hot.
Successful with suction cups.
now and then, but very, very seldom. And usually it's put it right back up and it's fine. But I have crossed the state line, so I'm either going to have to jump over to 285 or clear out KO4HKX.
4, Patrick, just let me know. KD4IOX.
Over to 285, KO4HKX, QSY to 285.
KD4IOX, QSY.